So Sefer Vayikra opens up by Yikar Moshe with Bereshem Elav Me'ol Moed Lemor, that Hashem called out to Moshe and Hashem said to him from the, spoke to him from the Ol Moed. So the question is that the word Vayikra is spelled with a small aleph, and the Baal HaTorim explains that the reason why it's spelled with a small aleph is to teach a lesson in humility. The Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to describe the revelation to him as the Lashon of Yikra, rather as the Lashon of Yikar, like by Bilam, which is like a Mikra, something that is by chance, not something that he was deserving. And the question is, why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu want to teach us this lesson in humility specifically at the start of Sefer Vayikra? What's the connection between this lesson of humility and the rest of the Sefer? So I think we explain as follows. The Gemara in Maseches Vayezar and Daf Chav teaches that Kedusha Mivila De'anava. In Moshe Rabbeinu, at Sefer Shemos, he reaches the ultimate levels of Kedusha. He goes up on Har Sinai, he builds the Mishkan, and the aftermath of all that Kedusha is Anava. Because what's Anava? Anava is a person realizes that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe Rabbeinu and Sefer Shemos, he gives us the Torah, he builds the Mishkan. But the lesson that Moshe Rabbeinu was conveying to Bnei Yisrael was that it's all because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him. It's not that he is deserving of it, but it's just because Hashem wanted him to do so. So in one sense, Sefer Vayikra starts out with the message on Anava, because Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching that everything that happened in previous Sefer, all the Kedusha he attained, only allowed him to achieve this state of Anava. But I think there's another deeper lesson as well that Moshe Rabbeinu is conveying, because as Sefer, the theme of Sefer Vayikra is a Sefer of Kedusha, Korbanos, Kashrus, the Kedushas Mo'adim, Kedushas Aretz. It's all about Kedusha. And Moshe Rabbeinu, at the very beginning of the parasha, is teaching us the lesson that if we want to achieve Kedusha, and also it has to come through Anava. In what sense? So as Rav Lopiansky likes to point out, what Anava does, it creates a chisarn, it creates something lacking. And when there's something lacking, then something else is able to fill it. So only through a person being in a state of Anava, in a state of humility, is Kedusha able to enter their lives. Because only when they create a chisarn inside themselves, then something's able to fill that void. And hopefully that void is going to be filled with the Kedusha, which is the theme of Sefer Vayikra. So specifically through the Midas HaAnava that Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us, now a person is able to actually take the lesson, internalize the lessons of Kedusha of Sefer Vayikra, and allow Kedusha now to penetrate his life.